What we did find is that children did make gains across the board in all areas that we looked at, in language and literacy skills, in math skills, in general knowledge, and in behavior skills. And what we found was that the rate of gain was actually greater than expected for their age. So they were actually making gains at a greater rate than what you would expect for just the amount of growth for the time that they were enrolled in the NC Pre-K program.
Tell me a bit about the research. Is this an observational over time? Is there a sample group? How long have you been following along?
So this particular study, we followed this group of children from the time they were enrolled in the NC Pre-K program, from pre-K through kindergarten. This particular sample we followed for 2 years. I've actually been evaluating the program since it began in the 2001-2002 school year, and so we've actually found similar sorts of patterns with previous cohorts as well. This is actually the fourth cohort that we found a similar sort of gain. We've actually done other kinds of studies as well to try to look at the effects of the program.
When you talk about these programs, other studies, and the effects, when we talk about pre-K and state-funded, we look at the kids who are at risk.
One thing I'll say is that the NC Pre-K program is actually what's called a targeted program. What they do is they particularly are serving children who are at risk, particularly children from low-income families. So to be eligible for the program, they have to meet certain criteria, particularly in terms of family income. For example, 90% of the children who are served by the program are eligible for free or reduced price lunch. That's what we've actually found. The eligibility criteria is actually at or below 75% of state median income. So it's a relatively low income sample, and that has been consistently true over time since the program began. In addition, children can qualify based on other types of risk factors, such as being a dual language learner, having a chronic health condition, as well as children from military families are eligible for the program as well.
Dr. Ellen Peisner-Feinberg, she's director of the National Pre-K and Early Learning Evaluation Center. That's at the UNC Frank Porter Graham Child Development Institute. A new report is showing that students who were enrolled in North Carolina's pre-K program making significant gains across all areas of learning. Dr. Peisner-Feinberg, fascinating research. Thanks, and keep it up.
Thank you very much.